The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Wednesday, the 21st of March, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, that's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Remember, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1. On my Twitter account. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please give us a call at 1-877-877-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're turning talk radio into do radio, and we are indeed.
Speaking of Twitter, folks, you really want to check out this Twitter feed. It's
yeah.
important for you guys to get fed. And daily, you're tweeting probably
2 and 3 times.
Two and three times a day. Plus, it's keeping you updated on what's going on, where we're at in the press. So if you're not a Facebook person, you'd prefer Twitter, it's right there. And we've got them both for you. And you can find on the Facebook page, too. Generally, we'll post some of the topics that we're speaking on the show. So you can find that at sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a Facebook icon in the upper right. Become a fan, follow the page, and we'll keep you posted daily as much as we got.
And
Facebook, Twitter, follow along, stay tuned in.
That's all the trouble that you're in today? 147,000 hits on that website?
And that's right.
Jake, boy, you really
I'll tell you what. You know what happens is you get so caught up in doing so many things that then you forget about the fun stuff. So I guess I've been dealing with too much boring, unfun stuff.
Yeah.
It takes the thrill out of things. But I guess there's 147,000 views on the YouTube
piece. Is that the exact number
now?
Folks, if you'd like to see this, it's on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There's over 7,000. We were posted on Yahoo News.
Yeah.
And this is actually kind of exciting. There's over 70, almost 7,200 7,200 comments on Yahoo News talking about this homophobic rant.
As they're attacking Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you ready for this? I wasn't the one that did the assembly. You understand why they posted it out there that way? Because they didn't take the time to ask who was doing the presentation.
Even some of our supposed conservative allies are posting the wrong
names. Where does the problem lie in the first place? Breitbart did that, isn't that right?
Yeah. Breitbart and then our friends at the Media Research Center.
Beck did the same thing. Yeah. He kind of misled people with the headliner.
Yeah, the title.
Isn't it interesting they always call you anti-gay? Me. Mm-hmm. I'm pro-family or anti-abortion. No, I'm pro-life.
That's right.
Why can't we put this into perspective?
There's no antis, but I think we're going to figure a little bit out as we talk about the topic of our Justice Department today.
Yeah.
We're going to find out why. They put good for bad, bad for good. Their whole premise of why they exist in their political careers is to overthrow right in our country.
These people are.
That's right.
Yeah. And they're the Department of Justice on the behalf of tyrants.
That's right.
That's really what it comes down to.
Tyrants controlling justice, there's a problem.
I mean, let's call it for what it is, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's tyranny.
What is Eric Holder's job anyways? Is it to overthrow the Constitution of the United States?
Create a new one.
It's amazing. Even today, speaking of which, he's going to Texas. Is it Thursday or Tuesday of next week? And he's going to talk to the community leaders. And this is what he said, quote unquote, the Department of Justice will use all of its arsenal. Mm-hmm. Listen to the vernacular here, folks. Yeah. Will use all of its arsenal to protect gay and lesbian individuals.
Yeah. Because they're the only ones in the country getting bullied, by the way.
I'm trying to figure out, who are they being protected from? Yeah. Well, they got the right guy. Mm-hmm. And look at in the message. Mm-hmm. They're using a black man to enforce laws against anybody that might be discriminating folks against their crimes.
Yep.
Because that's really what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Eric Holder on the other side of that equation, or on that pendulum, is Fast and Furious.
Yep.
We got some information today, folks. I think it's pretty interesting. And it's very important for you to hear the piece that we're going to play right after the first break. But what I'm talking about is Fast and Furious. It was a federal operation dubbed, again, Fast and Furious, which allowed weapons from the United States to pass into the hands of suspected gun smugglers. That's
smart, right?
In lawful terminology, that's called entrapment. But we're taking guns from America and we're putting them into the hands of drug lords in Mexico. And then what their plan was is to come back and blame people in Arizona for the guns that killed in Mexico so they could eradicate your gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's getting busted for, folks. So what they did is they created the crime, and what they're trying to do is bring in a new order. But what's happening right now is Eric Holder's being called out for the crime for entrapment and his withholdings from the congressional investigation into the Department of Justice for its crimes against the American people, even going so far as to kill one of our border agent patrols.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. But listen to this. They put the hands in suspected gun smugglers, guns, the Mexican drug cartels. The ATF has lost track of hundreds of firearms, many of which have been linked to crimes, including the fatal shooting of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Now, when we come back, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a piece from Eric Holder, because he's been trying to do this since 1995.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to disarm the American people and to overthrow your Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-8-
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls for a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. investment. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness. Through preparedness.
We're talking about Eric Holder in Fast and Furious and what they implemented by allowing weapons from the United States to pass into the hands of suspected gun smugglers. They entrapped them, folks. With the Mexican drug cartels, the ATF has lost track of hundreds of firearms, many of which have been linked to crimes, including the fatal shooting of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. So what they do now is, well, we've talked about this so many different ways, yep, that they create the crime, mm-hmm, and they hope that you don't find out that it's them that actually contrived it,
yep,
and then they want to blame somebody else to basically compel an illegal agenda. And that's exactly what Eric Holder's doing. Mm-hmm. Now, what's amazing about this, as a result of his refusal, Eric Holder, to honor House Committee subpoenas demanding the release of more than 70,000 Fast and Furious related documents currently withheld by the Department of Justice, Eric Holder faces the very real possibility of arrest and imprisonment by the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that it's 47 senators that are calling for his resignation. You have the head of the DOJ misleading your Congress, which is your representatives, folks. Quote, unquote, Mr. Daryl Issa said to Eric Holder, your actions lead us to conclude that the Justice Department is actively engaged in a cover-up. Folks, your Department of Justice is actively engaged in a cover-up, said Daryl Issa. Issa speaks of the contempt in which the Attorney General holds the Republican-led House of Representatives and his resulting willingness to ignore subpoenas and set the terms under which he will permit DOJ officials to produce documents or respond to committee questions. He's trying to set his own precedent above the law, mm-hmm, without the consent of we the people. He's literally giving the American people the finger.
That's right. And that's a dictator right there, one who sets his own parameters. Once he's in office, again, he wasn't elected to be in office. He was appointed.
Yeah.
He's very impeachable, very removable. But you see, the one that appointed him standing back at a distance looking at it, saying, Go Eric Holder.
Well, he's the one.
Keep giving him the finger.
Give him the
directives. Doing it too. We'll both do it. And pretty soon people will get the thought that we're unimpeachable. And now we have
power
to determine what we can do and what the people can do with us.
Yeah.
You don't have any power. That representative, those representatives that are grilling him right now, should grill him so hard that he should be removed. He should be thrown in jail. We shouldn't be giving time here.
That's exactly right. And the point is... is this has been going on for over a year.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's just
over
rolling.
A year, folks. This isn't like just 2 weeks old or 3 weeks old or 4 weeks old. Mm-hmm. No, what this is aimed at, folks, is eradicating the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It's eradicating your right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights states, quote, unquote, a well-regulated militia, folks, you are the militia. Okay. Don't let the media throw on that weird word militia like them weirdos out in the middle of the woods arming themselves against the government. No, folks, you are the militia.
That's right.
And never trust a government that doesn't trust its own citizens with guns.
Of course.
Folks, we're supposed to be in this together, not them against us and us against them.
That's right.
Let me go on. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free people. Let me ask you the question, folks. Are you a free people? Then you have the right to bear arms. I go on. Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. End of story.
No discrepancies.
No.
I don't need a lawyer to understand what that means right there.
It's also interesting that George Washington, who considered himself to be the father of our nation, the first president of these United States, of our union, said that the Second Amendment is the people's liberty's teeth.
Mm-hmm. Now, imagine at that time. I mean, I'm sure he appreciated the fact that every farmer and every colonist was armed. Imagine at that time if there was a law deterring people from gun use or gun ownership. What would have happened to our army? We'd have never been able to protect ourselves.
We'd never been able to resist the tyrant King George.
Tyranny. So here you've got a guy who's sitting in a stool. Well, you know, I'll determine which papers and forms I'm going to give to Congress. What? That in and of itself, doesn't matter what it's about.
Yeah.
You don't say that to Congress. Congress is the power of this country.
Let's take it a step further with Eric Holder. Folks, this is going to blow you away. I want you to listen carefully. Eric Holder here in 1995 was holding a press conference, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he's saying to those in attendance. Go ahead.
And so what I've asked is that the creative community in Washington, those ad agencies that create these snappy ads and make me buy things that I don't really need, devote that talent in a more constructive way so we can get at the minds of these young people. This informational campaign, I've also called on the newspapers and the television stations to devote to us time and space so that we can get these ads, so we can use these spots, and not to give us 1-2 o'clock in the morning ads when nobody's watching, but at the time when people, particularly young people, are watching television, so that when they're watching, you know, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Martin or whatever else they watch, so that they'll see these ads and they'll be grabbed by these ads. I've also asked people who have influence over youngsters, entertainers, athletes, to be involved in this program as well. But not only them, community leaders, Jesse Jackson, Mayor Barry, people who have credibility with young people should be on the television, on the radio, as much as we possibly can, and telling these youngsters that it's wrong to carry a gun, and that if you have information about people who are carrying guns, you've got to share that with Chief Thomas and with his people as well. I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Wow.
We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that would just go out there, and that would be something that people would have emblazoned in their minds so that when they see a gun or become familiar about the facts of a gun crime, they would call that hotline and pass that information on.
Well, wasn't it the blacks, Jake, back during the time of, you know, the civil rights movement that wouldn't give up their right to bear arms?
Yeah, why would they?
For the very purpose that they were already being zeroed in on.
Mm-hmm.
Through racism and discrimination.
Yep. Yep.
And now you have a black man trying to wiggle out of people's hands the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the deception going on here, folks?
Got to get him to think differently.
That's right. Did you notice Eric Holder said brainwash the kids? Folks, did you hear what I said? Brainwash the kids. In other words, this is what we'll do. We'll have Hollywood teach the kids how to commit the crimes and to want to gangbang and to want to hold a gun, mm-hmm. right? And it, make it a cool thing. And what you have is you have politicians on the other side of that when the crimes are committed, the crimes that have been taught to them through Hollywood, you have the politicians on the other side legislating the guns out of their hands.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you have. This is 1995, that's 17 years ago, roughly. And I don't know the exact month that he gave this. It's 17 years ago. Him working for, guess who, the Clinton administration, using his federal position as he worked for the DOJ at that particular time. We're talking about a government person. We're not talking about somebody who's in free enterprises that wants to say, well, we should take guns from young children. Let them do that. We're talking about our government right now. So first of all, he goes out and allows movies like Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, Juice, the list goes on and on and on. I remember those times. And then those kids go watch, then they want to gangbang. And then, oh, now kids are killing each other, thinking it's cool to wave guns around and kill people. So let's go tell these little black children, because that's who he's referring to here. Yeah. He's talking about shows like Martin. He's talking about shows like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Let's go tell, let's create a campaign, because look at all this dangerous activity. Well, what was your department doing, snoozing on the job, when the media was pushing this stuff through the federal or through the airwaves? Yeah. Where was the FCC? Where were you to bring down convictions against people promoting this terrible message?
Yeah, that's right.
They advocate it, and then
they condemn it. That's exactly right.
And then, because they can be patient, notice this, they can be patient. This was during Clinton's administration.
That's right.
He was talking about, let's go to the kids, let's go to the kids, let's go to the kids. 17 years later, now he's in the Obama administration when those kids are now adults.
And asking help from the media.
That's right.
To promulgate mm-hmm. their unlawful legislation.
I think, so the media, on one hand, pushes the trash that
yes,
teaches the kids.
That's right.
Then he's going to go on the other hand, and he's going to grab that media and say, well, we know you did your job over there. Now we need you to help out over here.
That's right. Jake, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I thought the whole purpose, said Thomas Jefferson, the whole purpose of government is to ensure the rights of the people.
That's right.
Not to take them away. Folks, 10 U.S.C., Chapter 13, the militia. The militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age and except as provided in Section 313 of Title 32 under 45 years of age who are or who have made a declaration of intention to become citizens of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, when we're talking about militia and we're talking about Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, don't be thinking the way the media is teaching you how to think, because, again, folks, you are the militia. Everybody in this country that I just declared and identified is the militia.
That's right.
Okay? And by the way, folks, you have the right to bear arms, not a privilege. They didn't give it to you. They can't take it away from you.
Right.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to come right back and take these phone calls. We got the lines lit up right now. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Of Advanced Organics.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about Eric Holder and his crimes against the Constitution of the United States, namely Fast and Furious, and how this individual is doing his best to eradicate the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, folks, we're going to take these calls real quick, and then we're going to give you some quotes from our forefathers. We got Crystal calling from Kansas City. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead. Okay. We got Dave in Iowa. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Maybe she just, I don't know.
She just got, like, I don't know, she, nervous stardom.
You think
there.
She piddled in her pants or what?
I've got a mess to clean up.
I'm on the air. I have 53 countries listening to me right now.
I got to clean this up.
All right. Okay. Dave, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hey, Brad, Jake.
Hey, Dave.
Welcome to the show.
How's it going? What's that?
I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to make it known that criminals don't care about whether or not the government says that they can carry guns. They're still going to carry guns. The only people who are going to unarm are the law-abiding citizens, thus making us a socialist society.
That's correct, Amando. I could almost guarantee you I could go into the DOJ, and I guarantee you all those people in there that want all of you people disarmed are armed.
They're packing.
Don't you remember?
And those little guys standing outside of their building, they're packing too.
Yeah, don't you remember Rosie O'Donnell? Right after Columbine, she said, you know what, anybody that has a gun, they should be thrown in prison. Yep. She did recant the next day, but it was interesting about Rosie O'Donnell. She was also leading up the Million March,
Million Mom March.
March, that's right, which, by the way, was fraudulent. And the other point that I want to make there is it never made past 250,000 in attendance. So I just wanted to shed the light on that real quick. But with Rosie O'Donnell, it was interesting that when they looked into Rosie O'Donnell, she had a bodyguard that had a sidearm to protect Rosie. And what's interesting about that, too, just to have a little fun, a guy saw right through her hypocrisy. And again, she was talking about how Columbine was a terrible incident, which it was. But this guy said, because he saw right through her hypocrisy, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. I think he was right. But Dave, are you with me?
Spoon
I guarantee
man.
It's the same. Oh, we lost Dave. It's also interesting too to note that the UN wants to disarm the American people. United Nations, which was created by the United States out of World War II. Okay? Why would that be? That the UN, the way that they maintain peace is through tanks, mortars,
automatic
missiles,
guns,
automatic AK-47s through their little minions. Why is it that they want you to drop your means of defense, but they can hold theirs up? Folks, that just doesn't fly here. We haven't been attacked, folks, in this country all the way up until September 11th, 2001, because we are an armed nation. Foreign countries said that there's a gun behind every blade of grass. Why do you think we've never been attacked, folks? Why would a government, in a time of supposed a threat of terrorism in this country, why would they be trying to eradicate your right to bear arms? Mm-hmm. Folks, you need to think. The writing is on the wall.
Yep. And how do
it's
you
there.
How do you protect your rights? I think it was a good point when you brought up the definition that the United States Congress brought of what the militia was. I think it was the 10th Congress. They brought up that a militia is anybody, quote, thinking of being a citizen. Somebody who's considering being a citizen. Why? Because what they said, and this goes right along with our vigilance as citizens in the United States, which is why jokers like Eric Holder need to go yesterday and need to be prosecuted.
Criminals. He's a criminal, folks.
He's a criminal, that's right. Yeah. So as the people are, the citizenry are the militia, and even people considering it, why do they say that? Because they said if you are considering being a citizen of the United States, you must carry a gun in order to protect the liberties in the United States. That is our job as citizens too. Not just with guns, but all the way around. But a gun is the sure way to instill that you're going to be free and liberated in your nation.
Yes.
I mean, if that's the definition.
And you're in agreement with us if you have a lock on your door.
Yeah.
Just so you know that.
If you want any security whatsoever, there's no security for your rights unless you can defend them.
Do you see what's happening over in England? They're saying it takes up to 45 minutes for the cops to respond if they do at all.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they just disarm that nation?
Yeah.
Wow.
Strict, heavy gun control.
Yeah. You know, another lady, she was her house was broken into so many times by intruders because that the older people are now a prey.
The target, sure. They can't defend themselves.
Yeah, that's right. They've been disarmed, right? So they can't ward off criminals. And so what they did is they kept violating this one old lady, and this old lady finally had enough. So she put chicken wire around her house. I kid you negative, folks. The government of that country took her to court and said, you need to remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders.
Yep.
I kid you negative.
Yep.
You are on the same track in this country.
Sure.
By allowing this mentality to fly in the face of the American people.
Yep. And I think a great point to it is who created this problem in the first place.
That's
back
right.
In 1995, Eric Holder and his media buddies, and it goes beyond them too, they created that problem. If you go down to the Occupy protests, who are the stores not getting broke into? I'll tell you which ones. They're the guys with the shotguns sitting at the door saying, you want to break in?
That's
Come
right.
in. I'm right here.
That's
I got
right.
my gun.
That's right.
Oh, don't go in there.
But wait a second. Then you have these same people saying that if you hurt one of these intruders.
That's right.
Just I think it was about a year and a half ago. Remember the guy in St. Paul, Minnesota here? He's seen a cop being violated. The cop was actually killed.
Yep.
This man, this citizen, had a gun, and he could have dealt with the violator that was actually killing the cop, but he was afraid of the recourse that would be taken against him if he was to deal with the criminal killing the cop.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect example in the book of Isaiah when it says, "Just truth falleth in the streets. Justice cannot enter in. Equity cannot enter in." When men are afraid to do justice in a country, you don't have a free country.
No, no.
And this mentality.
That's right. Well, they're trying to scare you away from justice.
That's it.
They're trying to teach you to do the wrong things and align yourself with their mentality.
That's right.
You know, upside
it's like,
down.
I met a woman when we were doing street teams a while back, and she was from the hood, and she said, "Oh, I can't stand guns. I hate them." And I said, well, what would you want if somebody busted into your house with a gun? And then she does this to justify herself. I don't care if he stuck a gun to my head. Guns are bad. Why? Because she lived in a sector of society that has a lot of crime. Now, the problem isn't guns. The problem, because, as Dave just said, criminals are always going to carry guns. They're going to break the law to have guns.
Yeah.
The problem is that justice isn't being brought forth in the neighborhood that she lives in.
Yeah.
Justice.
What about in Kennesaw, Georgia?
Yeah.
Remember back, was it in the 80s?
Great analogy.
Yeah, it is. The people were sick and tired of crime, so the city came up with a mandate.
They made a statute.
They made a statute. They didn't force you to have a gun, but they required you, and they asked you if you would have a gun for the safety and the security of Kennesaw, Georgia.
That's right.
So the people armed themselves. Yep. They went to a prison a little ways away from Kennesaw, Georgia, and they asked the inmates what they thought of Kennesaw, Georgia. They said, you don't go to Kennesaw, Georgia because they are an armed people.
That's great.
It's common sense.
Oh, don't go there.
Let's take it another way. What about all the signs? No guns allowed.
Yeah.
What are those store owners telling criminals? Yep. Come in and rob us.
Yep.
What about the lady that says, proud to be, what was it, proudly disarmed?
Yeah.
It's like, lady, do you have any common sense?
No.
In that brain of yours? Oh, it's a terrible place to be. That's when your brains are in Eric Holder's head.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Obama's
head.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. George Soros' head. I'm sorry. Whoever's head.
Yeah. There's a lot of heads.
A lot of heads.
Very few heads compared to you, though, that are smart thinking heads.
Not heads.
Not heads.
Totally not heads.
So you pick this little sector of society to go after people's guns that doesn't reflect America at all.
Talking about Eric Holder and Fast and Furious. Oh, we got Crystal back. Crystal in Kansas
again.
Crystal came back. A bad connection. Sorry. Crystal, we were making fun of you when we lost you there. So welcome to the Sons of Liberty, but go ahead with your question or comment.
I'm actually going to change the subject here for a second, but I know you guys have been talking about homosexuality in public schooling. Well, I, as a student, as a high school student, Christians weren't blamed for shoving our beliefs down people's throats. That's the biggest thing I hear. Mm-hmm. When people find out that I'm a Christian. And yet, at this school, I am forced to not only tolerate it, but at my school, we are forced to talk to and to attempt to become friends with these with homosexuals. I'm not allowed to express my views without being said that I am shoving it down someone's throat.
Well, and they're trying to violate your free speech. They're trying to get you to think through their directives, through their oppressive means, through their totalitarian means. And by the way, let me tell you something, Crystal. That is extremely illegal.
Mm-hmm.
There is law firms all over this country that will pick up a case like that, and they will go after that school board for doing such implementation. Unlawfully.
Nope.
So if you need help, give us a call. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you back over to Heather. And I think what we're talking about is Eric Holder, and that's probably why she just brought this in. But
yeah.
Eric Holder, I believe it's either Thursday or Tuesday of next week, he's going to Texas. And he said that they're going to use their arsenal by any means to protect gay and lesbians. Folks, it's not about protecting the gay and lesbians. They're not the ones being bullied. They're the ones bullying.
That's
Do
right.
your homework,
yeah.
folks.
You're going to protect them from being bullied. Okay,
yeah.
So what about the Christian kids like Crystal being bullied?
Yeah. Let's zero in on them.
What about them, Eric?
Yeah. Well, let's cry. Well, again, attack and cry victim. But let's stay on course here.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you for the call, Crystal. But do give her some information, because there's attorneys all over the country that would love to go after school districts that are implementing unlawful activities such as that. That's a complete violation of free speech, folks. And if your kids are being taught that they have no right to say anything, hello.
Yeah.
Hello. It's just like this. All those that tolerate the homosexual agenda, all the ones that are being bullied. If you look what's going on under your noses, what are they throwing on little kids? Queerifying the elementary, teaching them how to commit sodomy, how to have oral sex?
Mm-hmm.
No, folks, it's sleight of hand. It's sleight of hand. And what did GLSEN say? What is homosexuality and bullying? Nothing but the affirmation of the homosexual lifestyle. Put it into perspective, folks. They are doing what the communists want them to do. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Probiotic.
Talking about Eric Holder and the criminal that he is, snubbing his nose at Daryl Issa during a congressional hearing and investigation on Fast and Furious, refuses to hand over the papers as he's trying to eradicate Article 2 of your Bill of Rights. Listen to what George Washington said. He said, firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the people's liberty teeth keystone. The rifle and the pistol are equally indispensable. More than 99% of them, by their silence, indicate that they are in safe and sane hands. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. When firearms go, all goes. We need them every hour, said President George Washington. That's now, let me take president. It to the modern police department in Washington, D.C., where they've attacked and eradicated the right to bear arms. What happens when they remove guns from the people? Crime skyrockets. Mm-hmm. Gun control has not worked in D.C. The only people who have guns are criminals, said President Black Police Caucus Special Assistant to Washington, D.C. Police Chief, Lieutenant Lowell Duckett. Okay?
That's listen a carefully. Long title.
Oh, it is. Wow. Boy, can you imagine what it says on his uniform? The only people who have guns are criminals. We have the strictest gun laws in the nation and one of the highest murder rates. Yeah. It's quicker to pull your Smith & Wesson than to dial 911 if you're being robbed.
Got it.
Thank you, sir.
That's good. And plus, that saves on the bureaucracy. You don't need all of those people.
Yeah.
You know, if a person was to come into your house and... with a gun and say to you, I'm going to steal your, you know, your wife's jewelry and whatever. And you said to him, no, you can't. That's against the Constitution. Is the criminal going to say, oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm out of here.
I bet he would.
I would leave. I mean, what criminal wouldn't leave?
Well, I mean, you got Eric Holder empowering the criminal.
That's true. Maybe he would say, well, sorry, boss, Eric Holder told me that you shouldn't have a gun, but he didn't say anything about me.
Yeah.
So I got one, you don't,
well, no,
so
don't
give
worry
me the jewelry.
About a criminal, sooner or later, they'll give you a gun so they can actually blow
that's
up
true.
What they've been contriving.
So, yeah, then they give you a gun. You maybe can go to Mexico, meet up with some, you know, drug-using
sure.
friends
get free
down
guns
there.
From the Department of Justice
that's
in
right.
America.
I mean, if you look good enough, maybe they'll even put you on the cabinet.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're a criminal, oh, you broke the law? Oh, good.
It's
you
been,
can be on my cabinet.
He's been called out. It's been botched, folks. Now that he's on, and now that he's been botched, and now that he's been found out, Daryl Issa is trying to figure out, what the heck are you doing, dude?
How
and it's like,
there?
It's not the writing on the wall. And here are the American people sitting back. Brian Terry's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He was guarding our borders, protecting our borders, and now he's dead. And we're sitting back talking about what Eric Holder is doing to the American people during a congressional investigation. Your representatives investigating the Department of Justice. But he just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. Why? Because he hasn't been dealt with.
That's right. And what do the brave men in Congress do and women?
Well, you know, Mr. Holder, we think you should just resign. This is getting bad, don't you think? Will you please, pretty please?
Well,
please,
what they're doing is they're careful resign. To watch their P's and their Q's because they already know, like J. Edgar Hoover, the way he would control politicians is he would sabotage.
Oh, that's a terrible situation.
Or what he would do is have junk on them.
Yep.
So I suppose they can only go so far before they say, do you realize what kind of junk we have
that's
on
right.
you? You better watch your P's and your Q's.
And there's Holder using the Department of Justice over their heads.
This is a representation, by the way, folks, of your Congress.
It
of
is.
What
it
they
is.
Are tolerating.
That's right.
That's
for
right.
a year long. Getting to choose which questions he's going to answer, getting to choose which evidence he gets to cough up. And the best they can give us is, will you please resign, Mr. Holder?
Yeah, man.
Please.
We already know you want to brainwash
please.
The people by using the media. We know you've been caught, you know, empowering the drug
Democrat.
Smugglers with guns. One of our guys, respectively, to Brian Terry's family, has been killed.
Him
and he's still
him.
In position, folks. He's still in position. Listen to what one of the Sons of Liberty rightly said. Samuel Adams. Boy, he was a great political agitator,
yes.
wasn't he? Boy, oh boy.
Thank you for that Declaration of Independence, Mr. Adams.
Firebrig.
Yes.
Signed Declaration of Independence, organized the Sons of Liberty, participated in Boston Tea Party, member of Continental Congress, governor of Massachusetts. This is what he said, quote unquote. And that the said Constitution be never construed to authorize Congress to infringe the just liberty of the press or the right of conscience, that means with knowledge, or to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens mm-hmm. from keeping their own arms. Jake, I don't know, again, if it's me. I'm being facetious. I'm having a little fun. But isn't the Constitution put in place not to show the American people what it restrains them from doing, but the government?
That's right. Gives them that
serves we the people what it restrains them from doing?
That's right.
Wow. Let me go on with this quote from Samuel Adams. Or to prevent the people from petitioning in a peaceable and an orderly manner, or to subject the people to their unreasonable searches, TSA, and seizures of their persons, papers, or possessions, Article 5. Interesting. Debates of the Massachusetts Convention of 1788, page 86 through 87. I always want to give you the answer,
smart
folks.
Guy. Smart guy. Now, I'm just thinking to myself, going back in history, you have a tyrant named King George, and he wants to do certain things in the colonies. The colonies are in disagreement. Would George be in favor of gun control in the colonies, or would he be against it? Now, he's a tyrant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of which tyrant wouldn't be in favor of gun control.
Well, just ask Mao Zedong. Just ask Hitler.
He liked gun control. He liked to control his own guns.
Stalin.
Where he could shoot innocent
sure.
people.
Yeah.
That opposed his political agenda.
Yeah.
So there's only one thing behind gun control, and that's called tyranny.
In 1911, Turkey established gun control from 1915 to 1917. 1.5 million Armenians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated.
And can I make a point? I know we're going to keep going, but these weren't the people in the ghetto that, you know, had poor families and they dealt drugs. We're talking about people that were politically exterminated.
Yes. That's
not
right.
Not just those little kids in the ghetto that want to be gangsters.
Exactly what you're seeing today is exactly step by step, mm-hmm. incrementally, yep. what these tyrants did to their own people.
Yep.
Okay, let me go on here, okay? Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1929 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others were unable to defend themselves. They were rounded up and exterminated. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Mm-hmm. Folks, let me ask you the question. Who's doing the exterminating?
That's right.
The governments. Guatemala established gun control in 1964. From 1964 to 1981, 100,000 million Indians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000, listen carefully, Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Cambodia established gun control in 1956. From 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated.
Look at that term, educated. They were so educated. You know, they were probably professors in university.
You know what they were saying, Jake? It'll never happen here.
And you notice those educators in universities, we're against guns. Guns are bad. You know, we're smart. We're intellectual. Knowledge sets us free. And then who do they come knocking on the door? Step, those same educated people saying
it was Stalin that said he could have never exterminated the people that he did exterminate had they not given up their guns.
So it was the fruit of his administration.
Common sense. Common sense, right? Defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. You ready for this shocking over-the-top number, folks? 56 million people killed by their own governments. It never happened here. Folks, it is happening here.
Using the same
when you hear people talk about gun control, keep in mind it's not about guns, it's about control.
That's right.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Good show.
And an agenda.
Good show. Bad, bad. Shame upon you.
Shame
to Eric Holder. Criminal. What defines a criminal?
One who commits crimes.
Well, what is crime?
And how about this? I mean, if you take a police chief and say he's going to deal drugs, he's the worst criminal in your community. He's supposed to prevent that. We have the head of the DOJ.
Crime, an act which violates a law, divine or human.
That's right.
An act which violates a rule of moral duty. Folks, Eric Holder is a criminal.
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 This administration, criminal. Treading the Constitution. Do, before you go to sleep and think nothing of this, just think about all the veterans that are paying the price.
That's right.
While America lets this administration desecrate the memory and the price paid and the sacrifice that they gave unto us to give us the liberty that we have today.
Right.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We will talk at you tomorrow. See ya!
The strong old tree and the strong old